Okay, today's ayin test. We are like in the last three words in ayin test some debates. Last line, ha'ochel kikosevis hagasa. So that was kikosevis hagasa, thick or large. Kosevis was the shear. Eat that amount, that size, when you're chayiv for violating inoy v'chila on Yom Kippur, as opposed to most achilas in the Torah, it's a kazayis, which is a smaller shear, and then we'll see whether kosevis is bigger or smaller than a kibetza. But the shear for to violating achila on Yom Kippur is kosevis hagasa, which is a thick, big kosevis. Right, so let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah has to got to go back. A lot of pages in these. Right, so the Mishnah said, ha'ochel kikosevis hagasa kamoa it v'kigari nasa. It and its pit together, I guess. So that's a larger shear. It seems to be the Mishnah. It's not just the volume of the date itself. It's that with the volume of its pit. So that's why the next question of the Gemara is a little strange. Boy, Rav Papa asks, kikosevis sha'amru, the kosevis that the Chamin Mishnah said that if you eat that volume on Yom Kippur, you violate achila. How do we measure it? Big garin nasa. Do you measure the kosevis with its garin, right? That's O below garin nasa, or not with its garin, which is strange again because the Mishnah says garin nasa. So you have to understand what the question is. So Rashi explains it. Big garin nasa, O shlo garin nasa. But how the katani mas nisa v'garin nasa, and even though the Mishnah mentions with its garin, mi boile hachikamar. This is what the question. Kamoa v'kigari nasa yachad, odim hachikamar kamoa kigari nasa. Or does it mean it and its pit? Or does it mean it, comma, and its pit would be the same size? Somehow it would have the same volume, because it makes sense, because when you pull the pit, there's a hole in there. So maybe the same volume, the volume of the date and the volume of the pit would be exactly the same. So is it bigari nasa, meaning it's a large volume to include both in the measurement, or either or? Is the measurement. So Boi Ravashi asks a similar question. Etzem kisaora. So the Mishnah Olo says that in order for something, for a piece of a dead body to be matama somebody by touching it or carrying it, it has to be the size of a barley. Etzem kisaora. So does that mean bikli pasa? Is the size, mean the volume has to be the saora, the barley with its shell? O beloki pasa, or without its shell? Similarly, another question is when you say etzem b'saora, how do we measure it? Bilacha, the moist one, which means it's expanded and has a larger volume, o b'yadesha, or if it's whether it's dry, which means it's contracted and smaller volume. Which volume do you use? It's very great to say k'saora, but there are different ways to measure the barley. So Ravashi lomi boile kirapapa. So Ravashi, who asked this question about the etzem b'saora, he had no problem. He wasn't bothered with Rapapa's question about the kosevis, about the date, because it says gasa itmar. The Mishnah says kosevis hagasa, which means a large date. So make it as large as you possibly can. Kol kama de gasa, as large as you can make it. So how large can you make it? Big number one, don't take a regular size date. Make a big date. And number two, include the garin in the volume. That's easier for him. Rapapa lomi bar lehadik Ravashi. And Rav Papa had no question, wasn't bothered by Rav Ashi's question about the etzem kisaora, because shibolis mikrei. We call, I'm skipping. Lo bi barley to Rav Ashi, because lacha, if it's moist, it's no longer called saora. It's called shibolis. It's a different name. And shelo bikli pasa, and a barley without its shell, is not called saora. It's ushla mikrei. It's called something else. So it comes out that this, in order to be saora, it has to be dried with its shell, because otherwise it's called something else. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas samarim about the size of the kosevis hagasa. Basically, is the kosevis hagasa that we're talking about, is it greater than the kibetza, or is it smaller than the kibetza? So first we're going to start with Rabba, to give us to Rabba, is that it's larger than the kibetza, and then we're going to have another mandamar on Amud Beis. So we have the kazayas. We know we have the kazayas. We know a kosevis is larger than a kazayas. Where does the kibetz fit in? We never really see kosevis much. Right, you see, Beishamai says it about Saor, but we're going to see, we just really very few times you see it. So they're trying to figure out where does it fit along the lines of size. So I'm a rabbi, I'm a Yehuda. Kosevis hagasa, sha'amru. The kosevis hagasa, we just said in our Mishnah, that if you eat that size on Yom Kippur, Yechayiv, it's yisera mikibetza. It's the shear is larger than a kibetza. So that, right, we said even though all of the Yisurim of the Torah, the Yisurim of Kazayas, Yom Kippur is different. Why is Yom Kippur different? Yom Kippur is different because never in the Torah does it say there's an Isra Achila. It says there is an Isra, you have to be Ma'ana yourself. So Achila, stand eating something with Kazayas. How do you get rid of Inoy? How do you prevent Inoy? By eating something that fills you, that satiates you. So that's going to be a larger share. Kazayas won't fill you up, so that won't be a violation. I mean, they're right, so it won't be a violation. But or maybe Chati Shir, like we said. But Hosevis is going to take away the Inoy. That's why you have the Shir. So he said Yotzek and Beitza. Right, the Gemara says the Kibluh Rabbanon, and the Chachamim knew this. The Bahachi Maisev Daite. That this year, if you ate the Hosevis with this year, that's Miyashav Yitas. That makes you feel full. It feels like you ate something. But less than this, Lo Miyatve Daite. That's not enough to have Yishav Yitas. That's enough to make you feel that you ate something. And therefore, that would not be obligate you to mechayev you on Yom Kippur. So now we're going to ask on the shita of Rabba and Rabbi Yehuda as to what, about who said that the kosevis is larger than the beitza. So meisvei, we'll ask the following question: we have a mishnah in Sukkah, the chavav. We'll see you next end of the month, next month. Meisvei, there was a meisvei that happened on Sukkot. The hevil Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai litom es hatavshil. And they brought to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to taste the cooked item, right? Ula Rabbi Gamliel, and to Rabbi Gamliel, they brought to him shtei kosavos udlishomayim. They brought him two dates, okay, so two dates, and a cup of water. The Amru, and so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Gamliel said to them, ha'alum osukkah, we don't want to eat it outside, let's go eat in the sukkah, it's the need to eat. V'tani Allah, and the Gemara says, the post points out, v'tani Allah is not part of there, it's not actually mentioned in the Gemara, but that's how you explain it. The Tani Allah, it's set to explain this Mishnah, lo mipnei halacha kein kach. It wasn't because halachically they were obligated to go to the sukkah, to eat in the sukkah for what they were eating. Elo sherotzu l'hachmer l'atzman. They wanted to be machmer himself. They wanted everything sukkah, so they wanted to eat in the sukkah. Yeah, technically we didn't have to eat in the sukkah, but they wanted to be machmer himself to go eat in the sukkah. Okay, that's the first case in the Mishnah. The second case in the Mishnah, another Maisa, u'cheshenosnu lo l'Rabbi Tzadok, when they gave to Rabbi Tzadok to eat, and he says that he gave to eat a little bit, which is a little bit of bread, pachos mikabetza, smaller than the size of a betza, so Rabbi Tzadok had three kulos. Number one, netala b'mapa, which means he didn't wash his hands, he held it with a kerchief, handkerchief, ba'achalo chutz l'sukkah, he ate this bread less than a beitza outside of the sukkah. I guess he says it's achilas arai. And number three, below birei chacharov, he didn't bench afterwards because he's going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there's no chi of birkas hamazon unless you eat the seer of sevia, which is the seer of a beitza. So he ate because he ate pachas mikah beitza. He didn't wash. He didn't eat the sukkah, and he didn't bench. Right. So there's a whole long tosos.
This is during 40 years when Rav Tzadok didn't eat.
Maybe that's all he was eating. I don't know. They're trying to get him back to health. I don't know. So maybe it was before.
Oh, but right. They gave him the dates, squeezed out dates.
Right, but here we're talking about a piece of pas, right? And they saw it go down. Okay. So the Gemara says, when the Mishnah says here that he ate less than a kibetza, that's why he ate outside the sukkah, ha, therefore you would say, kibetza, if he ate the size of a betza, by sukkah, he would need to be in the sukkah. Okay, so now we know a betza size is enough to eat in the sukkah. And these other two rabbanim had two kosevos and didn't eat in the sukkah. They weren't obligated to eat in the sukkah. So that's the proof to show that that's a question you see here that it's got two kosevos are smaller than the beitza. Clearly, one kosevos are smaller than the beitza. So Gemara says, "Isach adaitach kosevos agasha she'amru yoseim from beitza." And if you think that the large kosevos that they say on Yom Kippur is larger than the beitza, like Rabbi Yehuda, hashda sheik shtei kosevos. There's two kosevos. These two dates that they brought to Rabbi Gamliel. Below Garinon, let's say they were not with their, it says without their seeds, without their pits in it, right? Because they typically don't eat the Garinim. So obviously they brought it without the Garin. Lo havu kubetza, that's not going to be the kubetza. So okay, you're telling me a betza is obligated in the sukkah. They gave him two, they gave him two dates without the Garin. So you're telling me that a kosevis with the Garin is greater than the betza. So two kosevos are not going to be greater than the betza? Obviously it should be. Because then he would be obligated to eat the sukkah. Why does it say he's not eating the sukkah? Must be because it's smaller than a kibetza. So the Gemara says, no, Rav says, the Gemara says, Allah kibetza, Kosevis agasa girisa mi habi yaseimik abeitza. You're telling me that a kosevis with its garin is greater than a beitza, but two kosevis is not greater than a beitza? Doesn't make sense. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, "In, yeah, that's the case. Shtei kosevis lo garisina lo habi kabeitza. Two dates without the pit inside a small kind of kabeitza. Again, when the pit comes out, it takes up a lot of the volume in the middle of the date. So two without the pit would be smaller than a kabeitza." But a big koseves with its garim, with its pit, that would be a same kabeitza. So it's not going to be akasha. Just Gemara then says, Amar Papa. Papa says, just because of a little colloquialism, Hayu da Amri Inchi, this is what people are often to say. Trei kabi de tamri, with two kabi measurement of dates with the pit, chada kabo de kashiso sriach. You have one kav of garin plus, meaning within two kavim of dates, the volume, each two kavim of dates, the volume is made up of one garin plus, meaning there's more volume in the pit than in the date itself. That's what you have over here. That's why you can have it that two undated, unpitted dates will be smaller than a kabeitza, but one pitted large date would be larger than a kabeitza. Rav Amar, he gives a different answer, which is more a fundamental answer. He says simple. You're comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing two different cases. What happened over there? He gave him fruit. What happened to Rav Tzadok? He gave him bread. So who cares what the size is? The reason why they didn't have to eat in the sukkah over there is because it's fruit. You're not chayv, no matter how big the fruits are, you're not obligated to eat in the sukkah. Right? Yeah. Rav Amar, I remember sitting in the office on sukkahs, you look out for it to rain. You dive in when it rains. Ah, now I can eat. Because I can have my carrots, I can have my apple, because I don't have to go into the sukkah. So Rav Amar, right? Rav Amar has, or sorry, that's what they have, the regular bread. But otherwise, you just eat your apple because if it's not raining. So Rav Amar has some there. Hainu time. Why did they not have to go into the sukkah? Mishum have they peiri? Because the kosevis is peiros, right? The peiri lo boch sukkah, and peiros don't need to be eaten in the sukkah. That's a simple halacha. Now the Gemara asks on Rav. Okay, wait a second. You're telling me now. We're going to have a little foreshadowing of the second sukkah. You're telling me now that you don't have to eat peiros in the sukkah, meisve, they ask on Rava, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says, Kishe hayinu londim Torah etzah Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. When we learn Torah by Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, heviu afanin, they brought before us te'enim v'anavim, they brought for us dates, they brought for us grapes, v'achalum achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. And we ate them outside the sukkah because we ate them as a snack. We weren't kovei yosud on them. Mashma, achilas arai, only achilas arai, in, you can eat out of the sukkah. Achilas keva, but if you ate the shear of a kebetza, which is a larger size, or making more kovei on it, you shear of a betza, then lo, you won't be able to eat on the sukkah. So therefore you see that maybe, Rabbi Gamliel, how do you say that the reason why they didn't have to eat in the sukkah is because it's peiros, there it was larger than kebetza, so if it's larger than a kebetza, then you shouldn't eat in the sukkah. So the Gemara says, no, doesn't mean that you have to eat peiros in the sukkah if it's larger than a kebetza. It's ema achalun. We ate the te'inim and the navim outside of the sukkah, even a large amount, ki achilas arai. Because the same din of achilas arai, which means you're allowed to eat it out of the sukkah, applies to peiros. No matter how much peiros you have, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. Achalun, achilas arai, chutz l'sukkah. So you can have, if you have a small amount of mizonos outside the sukkah, that's okay. But any amount of peiros outside the sukkah is fine as well. The ibayis ema, or you can answer, what happened? Achalunum achilas keva. We ate the peiros, achilas keva, outside of the sukkah, because that you're allowed, no matter what size. V'achalunu pas achilas arai b'hadayu. We also had a little bit of bread to come along with it. I guess, you soaked it a little bit, a little bread to come with it, as achilas arai with the peiros, chutz l'sukkah. We still ate that chutz l'sukkah because it was only achilas arai, it wasn't the right shear. So it's not because the peiros have to be eaten in the sukkah if it's not achilas arai. Peiros, no matter what, can be eaten outside of the sukkah. Therefore, we're going to and not have to go to the sukkah Me'ikar Adin. And therefore there's no proof about the size. The reason why you didn't go to the sukkah is because it was a chilas of peiros. So now the Gemara goes, now going to fey, to try to bring a raya. The Gemara goes pretty fast if you don't do this pictosis. Right, so the Gemara is going to bring a raya from a brisa to the din of Rava that peiros are not chayiv sukkah. So leima misayale. Let's bring a proof to Rav Yehuda. Okay. There is there's a machlokas in the Mishnah Masechta Sukkah on Daf Chav Zayin as to whether or not how many meals you have to eat in the sukkah. So we pass like a rabbanan and say there's only one meal. The first night you have to eat the meal in the sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer holds that you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah, two every day. You have to have 14 meals in the sukkah. So you have to have one a day, one a night, all days. So now about those 14 seudos that Rabbi Lezer is mechayev you, the Braisa there says, lefichach, therefore, im hishlim b'midei targima, if you completed the meal, maybe the last meal, with mini targima are the things that are malafid b'at emes hapas, the things that accompany bread. Normally in mini targima you think is what?
Dips.
We'll get to that, but normally I think it means pas, it means mizonos, but, or basar, dagim, and things like that, things that come along with the meal. So lefichach im hishlim b'minei targima yotza yotza yechove seuda with one of the seudos, even though you weren't kove and achila on the pas, milas targima is enough. The isak hadaitach peiri ba'u sukkah, and if you're going to hold that peiros requires sukkah as opposed to what Rabbi Yehuda said, lesne peiros. Why does it say minei targima? Let it say yotza with peiros. Why does it be honest with targima? So the Gemara says, no. My minei targima. What's the definition of targima? We'll just change it around with the definitions, play with the definitions, and you change the meaning. My mina targima, peros. Mina targima, peros. And on the contrary, the brisa would then be a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, because it says that mina targima, you would be yotze, your suda. The Ibai say, no, it's ba'asbul shriche peri. Where you could say, no, he said mina targima, because that was a place that they didn't have peros. So they said, they use mina targima. Rabbi Zvid Amar, oh, sorry, so therefore it's not a question. So therefore, we're now over here, we went through this whole sugya and got through the sugya and sukkah to prove Rabbi Yehuda Shita that the koseves is larger than the kibetza. Now, well, this long toast, there's this big tosos over here. There's big tosos that talks about why didn't Ratzadok bench afterwards? Why didn't he do Birkas HaMazon afterwards? So the first line of Tosa says, Savalak Rabbi Yehuda l'kamam b'shmaita. He quotes like Rabbi Yehuda later on in the sugya. We're going to see the Darish, v'yachalta v'savata, or v'yachalta v'savata, and then be'rachta, is the Amar of Chia bar, achalta v'savata, sheyesh ba'sviya, tahayno kibetza. You have to have enough to satiate yourself, which is a kibetza. It says, v'nir l'ri, but l'ri holds, the halacha k'rab meir. The halacha is going to be like Rabbi Meir, that we're going to see in a moment, the Amar b'kazayis. That all you need is a kazayis to obligate you in Birkas HaMazon. He brings proofs from Mar Brachos, Amr Bchia Bar Ava, Anira Isias Rav Yochanan, Sha'ocha Kazayas, he ate a Kazayas, Ubeir Chalat Chila Visof. He made a Bracha Rishona and a Bracha Achrona. The Ode Amr Perak Shoksha Achlu, person said later on in that Mesachas Brachos, the Olam Eno Motzi Achim Dechovason, you can't bench Motzi for other people, Ad Sha'ocha Kazayas Dagon. You have to have a Kazayas in order to be Yotzi others. Yerushalmi Mashna, the bear yourself low by Inu Kazayis. Yerushalmi brings down that a beria is a full item. We know the idea of a full item like when it comes from Achalos Asuros. Let's say you have like a Nazir, he took a complete grape. Even though it's small, shoot, not the Kazayis, you're still chayiv. If you eat like an ant or something, you're not allowed to eat, even though it's small and too small to eat the shear, but if it's a complete item, then you would be obligated, you chayiv also. So Yerushalmi brings it here also. Rishama Masha de Berisa Loba Inan Kazayas. You need a Kazayas. Da filu preda acha shall anav, o shall rimon, to una bracha lufana ulchara. You need a bracha beforehand and a bracha afterwards. And the Gemara goes back and forth, the Tosfos goes back and forth trying to figure out, well, what do you need for bracha Rishona? Because the Gemara in Brachas learns out bracha Rishona as a kavachomer from bracha Achrona. So bracha Achrona, we just say you need a Kazayas. So maybe you need a Kazayas for bracha Rishona. Back when the Gemara says, no, at the end of the day, bracha Rishona is mashu. Any small amount that you eat, you have a bracha Rishona, even though it's only in the Rabbanan, whereas opposed to the bracha Achrona, which is the Raisa, will require you to have the higher shear. And Tosos goes more. So for those, it's an interesting Tosos. Okay. Now, Rava Amar. Rava says different than Rabbi Yehuda. Rava says that the shear of the Rava, Rav Zvid Amar. Rav Zvid was the one who says, Koseves Hagasa Sha'amru Chaserim Kabetza. He says the Koseves is slightly smaller than the Kabetza. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda says it was larger, he said it was slightly smaller. So all those questions we had before would become rayas for him. The Gemara says, Detanan. Rav Zvid brings a raya from the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Maseches Beitza. So it talks about the second part of that Mishnah talks about the size that you be chayav for bal yirah, bal yimatzeh, but it says by chametz. So Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says seor is more like yeast, or it's the agent, the leavening agent, seor that you use to be machmet something else. That's the shear of the isra bal yirah, bal yimatzeh is kazayis. But chametz, the shear of actual chametz is bikakoseves. It's koseves, which would be, but it's the date size. But havinam ba. So I'm trying to figure out which is bigger. Vahavinabam, and they went back and forth with the words of Beit Shammai. That's the Gemara in Beitza. My time of the Beit Shammai. What's the reason of Beit Shammai who says that they don't give the same shear? It is a different shear of the chametz to the Seor, as opposed to Beis Hillel, who says it's the exact same shear. He says, because Nichtav Rachmana, the Torah should have written, Lo Yerelecha Chametz, just say Chametz, Velo Boy Seor. And it wouldn't say Seor. If it was the same size, it should just say Chametz. And you say Chametz, which doesn't have the potency to be machmed something else, you're obligated if you have a Kazayas. So call the Kavachomer Seor. Why does the Torah then make two different statements? One time it says Chametz, one time it says Seor. Right? It says, Veshamay Nichtav Rachmana Chametz, excuse me, Velo Boy Seor. Va'ana amina, and then I would know, Uma chametz she'eino chimutz kasher, it's not so strong because it can't make anything else chametz. Asur v'kazayis, the shears of kazayis, seor, which is machmetz other things, she'chimutz kasher, lo kol shekein, rather, midefagdina rachmana, from the fact that the Torah separates the two, and gives one pasuk says chametz, one pasuk says seor, limda lecha, to teach us, she'uro shalzeh, lo kishiro shalzeh, that the shear, the size of obligation for one, is different than the size for another one. Seor kezayis, the seor is going to be a kezayis, because that's typical. The chametz is going to be kosevis. The chametz is going to be a larger amount, which is the kosevis. Now the isak ladaita kosevis agasa sha'amru yisera mikabetza. Now if you're going to tell me that the kosevis is larger than the kabetza, the Gemara is basically going to say, I know chametz is a kezayis, I know seor is the bigger one. So if you could go from to the bigger size, well, if you just would go something that's bigger than the, if you want to go bigger, then go all the way to the Beitza. If the Beitza is bigger than the Kosevis, why stop at the Kosevis? Make it all the way to the Isak Adaita Kosevis Agasu Shamru Yisayri Kabeitza Michte Beit Shammai Beit Shammai Ashiuri Dinafish Mikazayis Kam Mahadre. Why does he go to the Kosevis? Right, if the Kosevis is larger than the Kabetza, and he wants to make a distinction and say that the Issa Seor is larger than the Kazayas, just go to the next size. Just go up one size. Go from medium to large. Why does he go to extra large? Go from the Kazayas to Kosevis. Go from Kazayas to Betza. Why does he have to go all the way to Kosevis? Right? If you think that the Kosevis is larger than the Betza, why is Beit Shammai saying that Seor is Kosevis? Let him just say it's Kabetza. Then it's already larger than the chametz, right? Beis Shammai says, again, clear in my head. Beis Shammai says that the issa seor is kosevis. The issa seor is kosevis, which means it's larger than the issa chametz, which is beitza. If you're telling me that kosevis is a kazayis. Start again. Beis Shammai says the issa seor is a kosevis, which is a larger than the issa chametz, which is a kazayis. If you're telling me the kosevis is larger than the kabeitza, why do you have to skip the middle shear? Beis Shammai only needs the seor to be larger than the chametz. So the chametz is the kazayis. Go to the next size, which would be beitza. Why go all the way to kosevis? Must be that kosevis is not larger than the kabeitza. The kosevis is smaller. That's why he's jumping from kazayis to kosevis. That's the kasha. So the isak adaita kosevis hagasa. It's the proof. Isak adaita kosevis hagasa sha'amru yusei mikabeitza michte. Beis Shammai asiur dinafish mikazayis kamahadre. Beis Shammai needs is a shear that's larger than the kazayis. Listen to kabeitza. We'll just go and say the beitza, which is larger than kazayis. Ve'inami ki hadadi ninu. And maybe he'll tell me, the reason why he says kosevis and kabeitza are exactly the same size. So nitzi kabeitza. You still say kabeitza. Kabeitza is the more typical size. No one talks about kosevis. Talk about kabeitza. Elo lav shvami no. We must see from here that kosevis bechusa mikabeitza. That kosevis is less than a kabeitza. That's why Beis Shammai, who needs a shear larger kazayis, goes to the next size, which is the kosevis, and not the beitza. So Gemara says, Mimai, who says that that's a proof? Dilmala olam eimalach. Maybe I'll tell you, kosevis hagasa sha'amru yisemri kabeitza. Maybe the kosevis hagasa that we say in our Mishnah is in our Mishnah the kosevis mark. Our Mishnah is kosevis hagasa. So maybe our Mishnah is kosevis hagasa. That's yisemri kabeitza. Hastama, but a stam kosevis, not a kosevis hagasa, is kabeitza. Is the same kabeitza. So therefore, you can tell me that kosevis and kabeitza will be the same size. Aye, so why did Beis Shammai use the size of kosevis, not the size of kabeitza? What's the difference? He took what? It's the same size. So he used this measurement as opposed to that measurement. It could be the same size. There's no raya, because our Mishnah, we're trying to figure out whether a kosevis agasa is larger or smaller than a kabeitza. There, Beis Shammai is talking about a regular kosevis. Our Mishnah is talking about a kosevis agasa. So a regular kosevis could be the same size as a kabeitza, but our Mishnah, a kosevis agasa, maybe it's bigger and larger than a kabeitza. Ela mehacha. So we bring another proof to Rav Zvid, who holds that the koseves hagatsa in our Mishnah is smaller than the kabetza. Ela mehacha. The Gemara says in it's a Mishnah in Brachos. So ad kama, what shear, what amount do you have to eat? We just mentioned mizamnin. Ad kama, do you have to bench? Ad kazayis, divrei Meir. Meir says you eat a kazayis, you have to do bracha achrona. You have to do birkas hamazon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad kebetza. You have to go up to the size of a betza, then you're going to be obligated. If you only eat a kazayis, you're not obligated in birkas hamazon. So the ma'akamif will be. The Gemara there says, what's their machlokas about? Their machlokas is about how you darshan the pasuk of yachalta v'savato v'erachto Hashem lekecha. That's where you learn the chiyuv of birkas hamazon, possibly the only bracha. Midoraisa, maybe Birkas HaTorah, but possibly the only bracha Doraisa would be Birkas HaMazon, V'achalta V'savata V'erachta. So Rav Meir Savar, V'achalta Zosvi Achila. Achalta means Achila, and Achila is always Kazayitz. We talk about Achila, that means Kazayitz. V'savata, that's discussed in drinking, Zoshisiya. If Achalta is the shear for Achila, and V'savata is the shear for Shisiya, to figure out what that shear is. So Achalta is Achila, V'savata is Shisiya, V'achila B'Kazayitz. That's why he holds, if you eat a kazayis, about, you chayv and berachas hamazon. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, he says, no, be'achalta v'savata, you have to eat enough that you're satiated, then requires you to say berachas hamazon. The ezazeh, and what size is enough to satiate you, that would be a kabetza. Okay, that's kabetza. V'isach adaita kosevis agasa sha'amru yusevri kabetza. Now, if you're going to tell me that the kosevis agasa that they tell me by Yom Kippur is larger than a kabetza, so hashda kibetza savui misba, a kibetza is enough to create svia, right? That's v'chalta v'savata. So for benching, you need svia, to be satiated. To be chayv on Yom Kippur, you need yishuv das. So if something satiates you, won't it be miyashiv das as well? And therefore, if you're obligated for benching with svia, with kibetza, then you should be obligated on Yom Kippur also for Sviya, for Yishuv Adas, much mean it's larger than a kibetza, than a kosevis. Right? He says, Hashta kibetza sivui mizba, daita lo miyasmin, el alav shmamina, kosevis agasa sha'amru pachos mi kibetza. It must be less than a kibetza. A kibetza misaba, a kibetza who gives you complete satiation, and kosevis miyasim daita. Sometimes you're not full, you're not hungry anymore. So kosevis is a smallish year that takes away the hunger pains. But in order to obligate you to do birkas hamazon, that you need a kibetza, because that does svia, that satiates you. And therefore that's his raya, that the kibetza would be larger than the kosevis agasa. Okay? We'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow on the last line.
None of this stuff is ever subjective.